You're listening to SBS News.
Cars were at a standstill on the highway leading from New South Wales to Queensland on Friday morning as eager visitors waited for the state to reopen officially to visitors at midday. The queue to enter the state stretched kilometres, but those who crossed the border by air had a much quicker entrance.
When you first come out of the plane, they just want you to make sure you have your G form. And then the next stage there, you've got to have your boarding pass and your licence or photo ID. And then the next stage after that, they go through and ask them questions and have you been in Victoria, have you been in contact with someone who's had the virus, etc., etc., have you been overseas, you know, so yeah, I said less than 5 minutes.
Entry to the state is still not as simple as it used to be. You need a border pass to enter. Almost a quarter of a million people have signed up for one. Those passes need to be renewed every week. To be granted entry to Queensland, you need to be free of COVID-19, cannot be a close contact of a confirmed case, and cannot have been in Victoria in the past 14 days. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk assured would-be travellers they would not be granted entry if they did not follow the rules.
These people are free to come here. But if they do show any symptoms, they will be signing that they will submit to a mandatory test because we want to keep Queensland in the great state that it is, COVID-free, and we want to make sure that people are doing the right thing. So if you are feeling sick, please don't come.
Before Friday, only essential workers, those making deliveries or those travelling for health, legal or compassionate reasons, were allowed to enter the state. The border closures have devastated Queensland's tourism industry, which is usually worth $24 billion per year. But Queensland Tourism Industry Council Chief Executive Daniel Geschwind said many tourism operators almost did not make it through the closure.
So for the last 3 months, for April, May, June, our industry was pretty much in lockdown and pretty much closed down. So to have life return now with interstate travellers as well as Queenslanders travelling is an enormous change of mood for our industry. And it opens opportunities to fill some of the gaps that have been left over the last few months.
But it will not be a return to normal for most businesses. Owner of Hartley's Crocodile Adventures, Angela Freeman, says businesses like hers in the state's north are just as reliant on international visitors as visitors from interstate.
North Queensland was very, very active in the international market in order to be not only competitive, but in order to basically bomb-proof ourselves from ups and downs in the domestic market. We always worked really hard to attract international travellers. So at this time of year, we would have also had a lot of Japanese. We would have had various Chinese market travelling. We would have had some of the Europeans and we would have had some cruise ships.
As Australia's international borders remain closed, Queensland tourism providers hope an increase in domestic visitors will make up for it. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News. We'll be right back.